Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Hey everybody, this is Wild Ginger, and for Women's History Month, I would like to speak about Winona LaDuke. Winona LaDuke is an Anishinaabe, or Ojibwe, enrolled member of the Mississippi Band. A Native American activist, she has devoted her life to advocating for indigenous control of their homelands, their natural resources, and cultural practices. Winona LaDuke worked on a campaign to stop uranium mining on Navajo land in Nevada. She also spoke with the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, about the exploitation of Indian lands. LaDuke completed a master's degree in community economics development at Antioch University and then founded the White Earth Land Recovery Project, using funds the Reebok Foundation awarded her for her human rights work. WELRP is an organization that seeks to buy back reservation land previously purchased by non-Native people. It's now one of the largest reservation-based nonprofits in the country. WELRP uses land they buy to generate wind energy. They have helped protect the local wild rice crop from patenting and genetic engineering. They encourage the consumption of traditional foods to combat rising rates of type 2 diabetes, and they even run a diaper service. The organization raises money through a sales of traditional crafts, jewelry, and food to fund their programs. Winona LaDuke continued her advocacy work with the Indigenous Women's Network. In the early 1990s, LaDuke arranged a national concert series with the musical group The Indigo Girls to raise awareness among the young people about Native issues. Then LaDuke and the Indigo Girls co-founded Honor the Earth, an advocacy and fundraising group that works on behalf of the Native Environmental Organization. Honor the Earth has granted over $2 million to more than 200 Native American communities since its founding. In 1994, Time magazine named Winona LaDuke one of the 50 great leaders of the future. In 1996 and in 2000, LaDuke served as Ralph Nader's running mate on the Green Party presidential ticket. In 2015, she received an honorary doctorate from Minnesota's Augsbury College, and in 2017, LaDuke won the University of California's Alice and Clifford Spend Love Prize in Social Justice, Diplomacy, and Tolerance. LaDuke has authored and co-authored numerous books concerning issues facing the Native American community. Her work includes Native Struggles for Land and Life to Be a Water Protector, The Rise of the Wendigo Slayers, The Last Standing Woman, and Winona LaDuke Chronicles, Stories from the Front Lines in the Battle for Environmental Justice. LaDuke is also a water protector and fights with Standing Rock to protect water access and sacred indigenous lands in North Dakota. She's also the mother of 6 grown children, and she devotes much of her time these days to farming. Located on the White Earth Reservation, her farm grows heritage vegetables and hemp. Winona's Hemp and Heritage Farm is her latest endeavor, a farm and nonprofit agency. Its mission is to create an indigenous woman-led economy based on local food, energy, and fiber that is kind to the earth. That is why I consider Winona LaDuke one of my female heroes.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written.